If coffee makes you nervous, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Slum and Abner. Tonight, we give you a brief glimpse into the life of Joe Hill, one-time star salesman for his company. Married, two children, well on the road to success. Customers liked Joe Hill because he was this kind of person.
Hello?
Yes?
Well, certainly, Mr. Green. Be glad to. No trouble at all. I'll see that you get your order today if I have to deliver it myself.
Well, that was Joe Hill of several months ago. But listen to him now.
Hello?
Yeah? Say, what do you think I am, an errand boy? I can't help it if you haven't got your order yet.
Sure, I'll check on it, but you needn't blame me.
What had changed that man? What had turned him from a pleasant, likable person to a touchy, irritable grouch? His doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Of course, it would be ridiculous to tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge, because it just isn't so. Lots of people can drink coffee with no harmful effects at all, but lots of others shouldn't touch it. So if you're grouchy and irritable, or if you can't sleep or have nervous indigestion, and you suspect coffee nerves may be to blame, or even partly to blame, by all means, switch to Postum. Postum can't possibly fray your nerves. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Get Postum from your grocer today. Enjoy the distinctive, full-bodied flavor that's Postum's own. And after a fair trial, after drinking Postum instead of coffee for 2 weeks, see if your nerves aren't a lot steadier. See if your grouchiness doesn't disappear. See if your sunny disposition doesn't shine through again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is a special election day in Pine Ridge, and the outcome at the polls is very significant, because it will definitely determine who will rule the town of Pine Ridge, the women or the men. The all-women ticket is headed by Melvin Moots and Mamie Seastunk, opposing Lum for mayor, while Abner and his wife Elizabeth are rivals for the office of chief of police. As we look in our little community today, we find Lum over at the store. Abner is just entering.
Have you heard anything yet?
No, they ain't done counting the votes.
Well, how's it looking, Bert?
Well, I don't know, Lum. I've been snooping around trying to find out how folks voted, but nobody ain't talking much.
Well, I ain't worried particularly.
Yeah.
No, the women might vote for one another, but I can't believe the men in this town's going to the polls and vote for the women's ticket.
Well, I hope not. I'd sure hate for my own woman to beat me for chief of police.
No, if one of them women gets elected mayor, I wouldn't have an arm to show my face around town here.
Well, I still think you ought to stay around them polls today, Lum, handing out cigars and shaking hands with everybody, doing a little campaigning for yourself.
Yeah, and get in another fight with them women. They told me the other day if I showed up around them polls on voting day, they was going to give me a worse beating than they give me Wednesday afternoon.
Well, you surely ain't feared of no woman, Lum.
I ain't feared of no one woman, but when they gang up on a fella, he ain't got a chance. They're wild, I tell you.
Well, I just figured something like that's going to happen, starting all them stores to get them at outs with one another.
Well, it's worked, isn't it?
Yeah, worked till they got together on it and found out that you started them. Good enough for you, too, starting a bunch of stuff like that at once sold.
Yeah, I know it.
That's just the way gossips get started. Going to somebody and tell them something somebody else said about them.
Well, of course, I aim to tell them better after the election. All I was trying to do is get them to fuss amongst yourselves and try to break up this woman's protective association.
Well, you'll know better next time, I hope.
Ain't gonna be no next time. I'm getting out of politics. If I've got to run again women them to get elected, I'd rather just not have the office.
Yeah, I wish now they never had talked me into running again, Elizabeth, neither. Even if she was to get elected, I know good and well she'll be harder on me than anybody else in town. Have me to where I'm feared to talk back to her, feared she'll throw me in jail.
Now, Liz, you get the office, all right.
Well, if I do, then, why, she's going to be mad at me, too, for winning the race. I'll lose either way.
Wait, hey, Johnny, come, Squire. Maybe they got them counted.
Oh, my goodness, I'm scared to find out. I'm going to stop up my ears, Mom, and you nod your head yes or no, whatever he says.
Oh, for goodness sake. Come in, Squire.
Well, gentlemen.
Have they finished counting them, you, Squire?
No, not yet, Mom, but there's no doubt what the count will be. The men's ticket will win this election by a landslide.
You think so, huh?
Oh, my, yes, there's no doubt about it. And, oh, there's a lot of tricks connected with politics, Mom, that the ladies will have to learn through experience. Yes, well, I didn't say anything to you about it because I was afraid that you might object. But I stood around down there by the voting booth today and had every man that went in there vote twice for you. Now, we don't care how the women voted on. There's just as many men in town as there are women. So we'll have just about twice as many votes as they'll have. Beat them 2-1.
Well, that's stuff in the ballot box, Wayne.
Oh, yes, I think they have some such name for it, Lum. But we had to win regardless of what it took to do it.
Well, supposing they catch on to it, though.
Oh, they were so busy standing around talking, Lum, they never paid any attention to what was going on. That's what I say. They'll have to learn through experience to watch that ballot box.
Yeah, but they'll know when they go to count the vote, Squire. I don't know how many votes is cast in this town, but they'll know when they count them. There ain't that many people in town, even.
Well, I think there's somewhere around 300 votes, Lum. But they don't know that, the women don't. All they do is just go by the number of votes cast, and then they'll have to declare you the winner.
Yeah.
That, blame it, nod your head one way or the other, Lum.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
How on, huh?
Well, they ain't done counting yet, but Squire says we'll beat them 2-1.
Well, good for us. Well, how do you know, Squire, they ain't counting them?
Well, I was just telling Lum. I don't say anything about it, Abner, but I made sure down there today that there was enough votes put in that box for you two fellas to win. Most every man in town voted at least twice for you.
Well, can they do that, though?
Well, legally, no, Abner. But these women don't know enough about those things to even suspect.
Well, I sort of hate to win it that way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, what difference does it make as long as we keep those women out of office? Now, this would be a great town with a woman mayor and a woman chief of police and an all-woman council, wouldn't it?
Yeah, as long as we're doing it for the good of the town, I reckon it's all right. If it was a regular election, I wouldn't hold still for it a minute.
No.
Well, now, gentlemen, I think this will be the end of the Women's Protective Association. This will undoubtedly show them that the men are just a little more clever than they are.
Yeah,
Dogan, I hope so. I tell you, that woman of mine's been awful hard to live with as long as she had that organization back on us.
Well, it would have been that much worse, too, if they'd won this election and gotten women in all the public offices.
Yeah.
When you get in office, Lum, I think that we should start right out and improve the town there. Let this administration stand out as an example of progress that the women will never dare oppose us again.
Hey, that's something I'm for, all right, Squire. I'll make them a mayor they'll all be proud of. Maybe this will wake them up to where I can get some cooperation.
Why, yes, and the first thing we got to do, Lum, is to vote some new taxes and raise some money to do it with. You know, there's a lot of things we need around here if we just had the money to get them with. And that's where I think I can help.
Well, good, Squire. I'm in favor of the taxes if they ain't too high.
Yes, well, they needn't be too severe. Now, well, I'll get to the point. I don't want to take credit for all the success that we've had in this election. But I do think that I've contributed a lot. I've given freely of my time and done everything that I know to get votes.
No, there ain't no doubt about it, Squire. You're responsible for us getting elected.
Yeah, I don't believe we could have put it over without you, Squire.
And any way I can return return the favor, I'm just glad to do it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Long, because, well, there is a favor that I want to ask of you.
Just name it, and I'll see if you get it.
Well, now, when we start making all these improvements around here, there's going to be a lot of beds let on different projects and a lot of materials bought. Now, you need somebody to handle that, Long. A man that can devote all his time to that one thing. A city purchasing agent.
City purchasing agent?
Yes, and, well, that office should be combined with the city treasurer, so that the man spending the money will know how much he got in the treasury to spend.
That makes sense, all right.
And that is where I come in. Plum, I want you to appoint me to that office.
Well, I don't know, hardly, Squire.
You just now admitted that I put you in office, Long. I scratched your back, now you scratch mine.
Stay out of this, Sammy. Granted, I don't know, Squire. I want to do what's right. But I'd feel sort of responsible for all that money. I'd have to know that you... I don't know what you... Well, it's the taxpayers' money, you know. I'd want to know that they got what was coming to them.
Well, you can count on me, Long. I'll be home as a watchdog of the treasure.
All right, Granny, we'll try it around. You see no way out of it, hardly.
Well, now, we want to get these taxes started as soon as possible, Long. I'll draw up the bill to be presented to the city council, and I'll personally see that the taxes are collected.
That's all right, I think, Long.
Oh. Never mind, I'll get it. You must be glued to that chair. Hello. Got 'em down, store. And I'm at... Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
It is.
Well, how'd it come out? What's that again, huh? 680 to 407.
Hey, look at him. What did he beat him over 200 gold?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I never heard you right. In whose favor? Oh. Well, for the land's sake. Well, thank you for calling, Grandpa.
What's the matter, Long? You don't mean...
The woman's ticket was elected all the way down.
Boy, there's been a mistake there.
No. Grandpa said I got 470 votes and they'll be moved to 680.
680? Boy, there's not over 300 voters in that town. We'll contest that election. That's what we'll do. We'll demand a recount. I hate to say it, man, but this election is crooked. Somebody has stuffed that ballot box.
Well, it looks like the women of Pine Ridge know a few tricks about politics themselves. You know, friends, while it's true that many people can drink coffee without any ill effects at all, it's just as true that many others get coffee nerves from drinking it. And coffee nerves may affect you in many different ways. Keep you awake, give you indigestion, make you irritable. So if you're troubled by any of those things, and you suspect coffee nerves may be responsible or partly responsible, drink Postum instead of coffee. Postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor that's made it the favorite mealtime drink in millions of homes. And it actually costs less than 0.5 cents a cup. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. Forget, friends, come along with us next Monday evening at the same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.